Well, the Iberian Peninsula, of course, had been part of the Roman Empire. And in the 5th century, it was taken over by the Christian Visigoths. At that point, they were, strictly speaking, heretics. They were Arians, but they became Catholics when they discovered that was actually a much better way of ruling this Christian population. It would be too much history of the later Roman Empire to explain why the Visigoths were there, but they had the blessing of what's left of the central Roman administration in Rome and in Byzantium. And they ruled the peninsula for until 711, when the peninsula was invaded by newly converted Muslims from the area that's now Morocco, and who conquered the Visigoths, captured their capital city of Toledo. And so at that point, the southern three quarters of the Iberian Peninsula is ruled by Muslims, although a substantial proportion of the population is Christian or Jewish. And then the northern part, the mountainous part, is still under Christian lords. Well, by the early 11th century, the government of Andalus had broken down into independent little Muslim states, townships. And so the Christian rulers in the north of the kingdom were gradually pushing the boundary south, taking over land which was either not populated or was no longer under anyone's effective control. And in 1085, the King Alfonso VI of Leon Castile captured Toledo. And from this point, he claims to be rebuilding the Visigoth Empire. He calls himself emperor, and he's reconquering the Visigoths' world. So that was the situation about the time the Crusades started at the end of the 11th century. Well, many of the Spanish lords wanted to go out to help fight the Muslims at the eastern end of the Mediterranean, and the Christian rulers of the Iberian Peninsula were obviously not anxious to see their best warriors going to the east. So the Pope, Paschal II, announced that if they stayed in the Iberian Peninsula, they would get the same spiritual reward as if they'd gone on the crusade. Or effectively, that's what he says. Why should they go to the eastern Mediterranean when they could get the same spiritual reward doing just as important work fighting the Moors in the Iberian Peninsula? So effectively, this is an announcement. This is an ongoing crusade against the Moors, although it doesn't have the same papal bulls as the crusades to the eastern Mediterranean.